try that again. It's a meeting of the Poland Conduit Commission Thursday, March 15th at 10:08 a.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, Basement Conference Room. The 48 commissioners, Chair Nicole Moratti Ferrer, Bill Dwyer, and Steve Lankowskis. We'll start with Comcast.
Good morning.
Anthony Vanalaro, Comcast.
Thank you.
This first one is for 190 Mass Ave. It's from the existing level 3 manhole on Mass Ave, trenched westerly 250 feet, installing one new 3x5 manhole. From a newly installed manhole trenched 20 feet southerly, installing one new Comcast sidewalk vault. The same manhole continued 400 feet westerly, installing one new 3x5 manhole at the intersection of Mass Ave and Lansdowne Street. Continue from newly installed manhole 220 feet westerly to an existing sidewalk vault. From the newly installed manhole at Mass Ave and Lansdowne Street, trench westerly on Lansdowne Street, 275 feet, installing one new 3x5 manhole at Green Street. Continue an additional 300 feet to an existing manhole on Franklin Street. From new manhole at Mass Ave and Lansdowne Street, trench northerly, then turning easterly 240 feet to pole number 4 on Front Street. Install 4 4-inch conduits, 2x2 for all trenches.
I have a draft of an engineered drawing. If you guys want it, based on, so this was put on last season, and we pulled it based on the site, DPW site visit. Jay wanted it moved across Mass Ave, so this is the draft of that. So I don't know if you want this, or do you want me to give it to Jay?
Can you send it electronically?
Yeah, I'm sure I could. I could probably get it electronically. In addition to that, there was a common trench request, which nobody but AT&T has responded. AT&T does want to partake in it.
And that's one of the four?
They'll take two. They're going to take
four.
We'll take two.
And we'll want an additional one for the city.
Okay. So it'd be five.
So you have the common trench application. So you got no refusals, you just got one participant,
yeah.
And others who just didn't respond?
No, we did. There was another company that, I forget who it was, they wanted to, but then they said no at the end.
Okay.
And then there was also a request for the level 3 breakout letter.
Correct.
I have that as well if you want it today.
It's attached, isn't it?
Maybe.
Might just be the request.
There might have been one from last season. I might have emailed it, but I do have another one.
From March 6th?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the one
this year.
Yeah. That's the one that's attached to the application.
Okay.
Once the moratorium lifted, or sometime April 1st, a couple weeks, depending
on the
weather.
It'll probably be sometime in early to mid-April. I was going to say mid-March. Pretty much totally depending on weather and stuff. We already have a meeting, construction meeting this week, because of the impending weather. But so I think I see it happening within the next 2-3 weeks. 4 weeks at the most, very most.
But this Mass Ave will be closed for a portion of the time because they'll be removing the rail for that gas line and others.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be quite a bit of congestion down there.
Jay had mentioned to me how he was waiting on this, waiting to get a response from Comcast on, changing the location.
Yeah.
So this is something you need to continue and you need to finish up with for next month. That's where you want, that's where you need to go with this. You, seems like that's where you were leading to anyway.
For the start of the moratorium.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he mentioned the gas company, but I thought he said they were going the other way. At Albany Street?
I believe they're coming down Albany Street, yeah.
Yeah.
But just the what's going to happen on Mass Ave between Albany and Vassar. That rail's going to come up and then, you know, so that, I don't know how long that's going to be closed for. Or what side of the street, if they're going to move from one side to the other.
Well, if they, it can be figured out within the next couple of weeks if Comcast and Public Works gets together.
We can start at the other end, too. I mean, that's pretty far away, distance-wise.
Well, yeah, I would move for like a continuation and let's get the details worked out.
Okay, so move to continue. So we'll need a breakout letter from level three. I don't think we do. Do we get that?
No.
Oh, we have that?
We have it. It's attached to the application. It's the one signed by Whitaker, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the motion to continue?
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that's based on the gas work?
Based, well, part of it was based on the fact that it hadn't, there was a response actually till now with that, or a decision, not a decision, but a response on that. So, and then with the new work, yeah, there definitely would be coordination in there, so.
So for further conversations with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you could forward that print electronically to Dana, and then Dana can forward it to the rest of us.
Okay. Typical conditions, too.
Well, when we approve it, yeah.
When it's approved.
Good point. I'm so used to writing that down. Okay.
Also for Comcast. This one here is for 2, 4, and 6 Holyoke Street. Dig and intercept existing Comcast conduit at the southeast corner of Mount Auburn Street at Holyoke. And place 1 4x4 manhole, trench northerly 285 feet on Holyoke Street to a newly placed Harvard University conduit and intercept placing 1 new 4x4 manhole. Continue trench northerly 75 feet on Holyoke Street, placing 1 new 4x4 manhole. Trench approximately 18 feet easterly, ending at 246 Holyoke Street, installing 2 4-inch PVC conduits. This will include the removal and restoration of the brick sidewalk. You say the Harvard is, that's a new conduit? We haven't seen anything recent from them. Was that a proposed conduit?
Yeah, they said it was there.
They had just dead ended?
Dead ends connecting the two buildings, 12 and 17.
So you believe there's a conduit that goes across and you're intercepting it?
Yes. The plan is to put the manhole over our new and their existing. Just for a future relocate for me.
Do you currently feed both 12 and 17?
We feed 17. Currently through their steam tunnel, which originates back at, I believe it's the Claverly building. I don't know the exact address. It's on the corner of Mount Auburn and Linden, which they're renovating. So I have to, they're asking me to pull all my cables out of there. And this will serve as my reroute to 17. But we also have, they're asking for service at 2, 4, and 6. Holyoke. So it's kind of dual purpose.
Okay. Well, we're okay with it.
The only thing, it would be a motion to approve with typical conditions, meetings with DPW and all typical permits. I would want to see that the harbor does have a grant location for that conduit, if it's actually there. So if you could forward, have them forward that to us also. So that'd be a motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Before you leave.
Yes.
So we are moving completely into a fully electronic licensing and permitting system. Pulling conduit will be sort of one of our last implementations, but I assume that we will be there by May. We need a contact for Comcast so that you get one, all the permits, but also the applications will be linked. If we can only right now link to one email. At some point they say it could be multiple ones.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be the contact
yes.
person for that? And
yeah.
also for like the bill for the annual
yes.
fee and all of that?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Do you need a card?
I do not. I think I have your name and your email here.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So do we have anyone here from Verizon? Any residents to speak on any petitions? If you could come forward and...
I heard the NSTAR person isn't here, so I think it's an NSTAR on Coolidge Hill.
On Coolidge Hill.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
We'll still hear you.
Okay.
If you can please come up.
Sure.
Thank
sure.
you. Please take a seat, and if you could please tell us your name.
Sure. My name is Ted Killory, K-I-L-L-O-R-Y. Actually, it's Joseph Killory. I go by Ted. K-I-L-L-O-R-Y.
Okay, floor for me, please. K-I...
L-L-O-R-Y.
Thank you.
Looks like Killory, but pronounce it Killory. I live at 151 Coolidge Hill, and there's a petition or a notice from NSTAR that talks about a conduit that they're proposing to put in. And I actually called the number to try to find out more about what it is, because I wasn't sure. I mean, the boilerplate language in the notice would seem to give permission to do anything and everything under the sun. I assumed that was boilerplate, and they weren't intending to put poles in. But I also, when I tried to mark up with the directional things that they gave, I had trouble figuring out, first of all, why they were doing it, because the house in question has had electricity all along. I didn't know if it was an upgrade, why you'd have to sort of dig up the street to put in a new conduit. They're renovating, turning a garage into a family room. And then I happened to run into the owner, who's a very nice guy, and he had no clue as to, he said, well, I don't know anything about this. And actually, I think I tried to help the NSTAR guys find some little cover. They were looking all around the other day, so of course I couldn't find what they're talking about. So I have no idea sort of where it's going, but it seemed, based on my amateur attempt, to be diagonally going across the street, across in front of my house. And so, A, I wasn't sure what it was. B, I wasn't sure what they were going to be doing and how much digging. And C, sort of, why are they doing it and why are they going in this kind of bizarre angle? So I was more just trying to find out more before I voiced an opinion. So it's good to know the facts before you speak to it.
Yeah. Well, they're not here yet, but it looks like they're asking to install 1 3-inch conduit from 148 Coolidge Hill. It looks like they're renovating that.
Renovating, he's turning his garage into a family room and adding a one-car garage.
So he must be upgrading the service and the existing, well, we'll ask NSTAR, but it looks like the existing service is also underground, but it may not be.
Because everything
large
is
enough.
Underground there.
Yep.
So it is an underground conduit. When they say conduit, they mean.
Yes, yeah. They're proposing a new conduit, I assume, to replace the other one that may not be large enough. You know, we'll have to ask that when they get here. And the manhole is right at the base of that large tree at your driveway.
And so
it's actually buried. You could.
And so that dark line is where they're proposing to
put the
conduit.
That's where they're proposing to put the conduit. Yeah.
It seems sort of strange to me. You know, I'm just a layman, but why wouldn't you go across the street rather than digging up all that much of the street? If you went straight across, you'd do a lot less disruption than if you're, I mean, basically if you're angling right in front of our place and then kind of going at an angle in, but there may be some technical reason for that. But when they dig it up, I mean, they're digging up the street to do this? Or
they would trench, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the trenching. It will be This is very helpful to see this. This will mean we won't have access to our driveway, basically, but it also seems strange that they wouldn't take the least disruptive path to hook into, since 148 is over here, why not just go boom and then along the line here instead of digging up the whole street in that trench to get over to this point here. It seems more efficient to go there and over sidewalk without disrupting much of the street. But I mean, they may have a reason for it, but and I'd be curious as to how long this is going to be underway, because as proposed here, this will mean we can't get in and out of our driveway in addition to whatever other disruptions.
They'd have to coordinate with you, and give you access an alternate access. Something like that wouldn't be more than a day. Well, I'm not speaking for them, but typically what we've seen to cross a driveway wouldn't take more than a day.
I see.
Maybe two, depending on what, if you have concrete or asphalt there for your driveway.
Asphalt.
They probably didn't go.
Curious why they wouldn't just go straight at that. That's a lot of digging up of the street, which is already kind of beat up anyway. Probably the neighbors like it because it slows traffic down for the school there. But it seems like it's kind of going the length of in front of our place to there. It seems like an odd path to take, but I'd be curious as to why we do.
They might. There's trees on the other side, or is there trees on both sides? But there's a gas line that runs parallel down that street, right in the curb line, it looks like.
I see.
Along with, why they took that route, I can't answer that, but there is a lot in the street there already.
I'm just curious, I would have thought that for just converting something, you can't use an existing, I guess they're upgrading, but I don't know why, given that it's just converting one room, but maybe they need more power. You can't use an existing conduit for that, huh?
We'd have to ask them.
We'd love to have them do that. It may be damaged to the point. We don't know that. We'd have to find that out. That's one of the questions we'd be asking.
Yeah.
Secondly, where they have the trees that are located.
Actually, looking at this, our neighbor has got they're very, very protective of their trees. The tree that this is what looks like right adjacent to, if I have this right, the Rodat and the Miller family. Because when we first moved in, we wanted to have a little bit of a curb cut, just about another 6 inches or so. They're like, oh, don't do anything that might disturb our trees. And if they know this, they're going to be in here as well.
It's right beside a huge oak tree.
So this is an interesting spot. I didn't know whether there's any other sort of, I don't even know what you call it. I call it junction box. I'm sure that's not the right name. But any other point from which they could take this from Coolidge Ave. This property is closer to Coolidge Ave, and it seems like there must be some lines there that they could run it down from with less disruption to the trees.
Why don't we take a 5-minute break? I sent a text upstairs to have them call Enstar and see where they're at, but I don't know if they've received it. Why don't we take a 5-minute break, and then I can go upstairs and have them call Enstar and also Verizon and see what people are. Okay, so Verizon people are on 93 as of 10:05 a.m. with traffic, so we'll see. Enstar apparently has forgotten that they need to tell us when they're not going to show up, and they're not showing up because everyone's out doing emergency work. So this is what I propose. I gave you my map, so why don't you write down your name, phone number, and email so that I can forward it to the Enstar people that they can get in touch with you before that. This will be on for, I assume, next meeting. Which is in a month. It's the third Thursday of the month. We can confirm that. I'll send you the email once I confirm the actual date. And then we'll have Enstar contact you before that meeting.
That'd be helpful.
And then if you cannot show up and you still have reservations, what I would suggest is that you submit a letter to us to the email that I will send you.
Great.
So that we are aware of it and we can touch base with Enstar on those.
That's good.
For the next meeting.
Good. Yeah, I mean, probably if I can get more information to understand why they have to do this. And like I said, I tried calling the number, didn't get a response. So that's great. It would save me the time. So what do you need from me? Can I have a copy of this?
Yep. Ms. Lynn, do you want to give him yours?
Sure.
That'd be great.
But if in that one in the back, why don't you give
mine? Because I kind of sweated this one up.
Okay, that's fine.
Take that one. All right.
Your name.
My email.
I'll just give it to you. You can write it down.
Okay.
I don't feel like the title record needs all that info.
Good point.
Just give it to him.
So the only other petition would be Verizon because NSTAR is not going
right.
to be
here. Right, yeah, NSTAR is not showing up, so.
Is there anybody who would like to speak on anything particular or need some information that we might be able to help you with, seeing you did show up?
Yeah.
24 Winter Street.
24
Continuous.
Yep. Why don't you just come forward and...
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Richard Vendetti. I'm the homeowner and occupant of 24 Winter Street. And I asked for continuous because I'm not prepared with all the... bad weather this week. Communications have been tough all around. I'm actually meeting with Anthony from Comcast today. Verizon hasn't gotten back to me yet. So it'd be best if I continue until next month, I guess.
Okay. Sounds like you're going in the right direction anyways, because the biggest question was the two conduits that were placed and who would own them.
Yeah, well, it was actually three again.
Yeah, with NSTAR and the two others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a Verizon because of the landline that was there.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
That was, so I just got to get confirmation on that.
Do you have a contact name for Verizon?
Anthony just gave
okay.
me just now.
So okay, good. All right.
It'll save me a lot running
sure.
around, hopefully.
Yep.
And I think that's all we need for right now until we have to get in touch with the Department of Public Works, I think, after this process.
Yeah, you've spoken to Jair, I think, already once or twice.
To who?
Jair.
Oh, yes, I spoke with him, and he actually gave me the number of Comcast, but he didn't have it for Verizon. So, I go all down the street, I'll be in touch easily.
Okay.
All right, and I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you
so much.
Anything else you need from me? Or?
No, sounds like you're going in the right direction.
It's Richard Vendetti, V-E-N-D-E-T-T-I.
Thank you.
24. Thank you.
Anybody else interested in just come forward also?
17th Street, St. James Church.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to, since Jackie's not here, give you an update. We applied for a building called Phil Terzis. We've applied for a building permit for the project, and we actually applied last September. It's been in review with city departments. We finally have all of our sign-offs except for ISD, and ISD is supposed to send us an invoice today for the building permit, so we should be pretty close to having the building permit. And then we can, once we have that set, we can give you probably a better schedule on when the construction will start and when we're going to be needing conduits and all that.
Have you been in contact with Eversource since the last meeting?
Nope.
I would probably suggest you do before the next meeting, make sure that they have the request that we have to have the whole plan put together. Just emphasize that with them.
Yeah.
So they don't come in, we don't have to send them off again because there was questions on manholes and everything else within that intersection.
Yeah. Okay.
Just so it doesn't go another month after if they don't come prepared. So
yeah.
I would just try to keep in touch with them and emphasize that.
Good. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Agenda item 11. Why we wait for Verizon ever.
Your name, please?
Peter Troisi. TROISI.
TROISI.
S-I.
Thank you.
And Bill Toomey. TWOMEY.
We're with John Moriarty and Associates.
Any relation to Carolyn Toomey?
No. I could be if it helps.
Yeah. No.
No. Oh, yes, that's right. A cousin.
Yeah. This was continued last month. I think we were asking Verizon to complete a common trench. application for any other participants?
Yeah, there was letters, I guess, from what I understand, I spoke to Everett, we've been in contact about, he was sending letters out to invite others if they wanted to use the same trench and whatnot.
Correct.
He, as of last week, he hadn't received anything. And we can explain, we're both working on the same project, that area, there's a lot going on there, as you're well aware, with Kendall Square. What we're asking for is the letters, if you consider that the 30 days is up, I think, next week or something, or this weekend. If you find an approval is in order for this, that it could be subject to any letters coming in up to the 30-day time, but he hadn't received anything. And I believe he had questions about Comcast using their trench.
Anthony, do you know anything about this?
Well, there.
What's the address?
It's in front of One Broadway.
They're coming in a different way. They're not coming in from.
Is that the common trench line that you sent out?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have anything out there on Main Street on that part by the Red Cross building.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We don't have any facilities out there. We come off of Third Street.
Yeah, so that's where they will feed the new building.
So is MIT putting a new building up in that space?
Yeah.
So this is all the facilities for the new building?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
We have drawings. We can share them with you if you'd like to see the other impacts. But basically what Verizon was applying for is put their trench in, which happens to be across from the Red Cross building, is their manhole.
Uh-huh.
And they'd be trenching west down Main Street, I don't know, it's about 100 feet maybe at the most, and then turning into the lot.
Correct, yeah. So, Anthony, are you familiar with the project at all? I mean, are they going to be requesting?
Yeah.
And would you feed it from that site also?
I'm going to maintain the feed that I have. That there's they're building a new building in that parking lot.
So there's existing conduit there now?
I have existing conduit, yeah. And I think there's another fiber provider, I think maybe Level 3 or someone else also has a conduit there, coming off of Third to Rod Canal to the property.
Oh, around back?
Yeah, around the back, yeah.
So there's a building there currently that's coming down?
No.
There isn't?
Just a parking lot.
Yeah, One Broadway they're renovating, because we have to move a bunch of stuff for them, and then a building in the parking lot that... we had Broad Canal's private, so we have.
Oh, so you're on Broad Canal.
Broad Canal.
You're not actually in this parcel yet.
No, but I'll.
But
feed
you'll feed
Broad
in off
Canal.
Of the private way in the back. Oh, I get you. So you're not interested in the.
No, yeah. I've been meaning to respond to the common trench letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been on storm damage
like
for a little while.
Do that today. It sounds like.
Yeah.
We're also involved with rehabbing the old Red Cross building,
uh-huh.
which some people would like to knock down. But it's
leaning, isn't it?
It's leaning, yeah. You seen it?
Yes.
Yeah, we're fixing that corner, plus everything else in that building. So it's quite an investment MIT's doing on it, which is great.
I see Verizon also has Eversource has a petition here for the same property.
Yes, so there is.
They were on the agenda for today also, for the same property.
Yeah, they have a manhole on the sidewalk, down on the street there.
Do you have copies of our site plans for that area, or?
I do not.
With that petition, that would be...
No, the only thing that we have is what the utility is.
Whatever.
Would you like to see, or?
I don't need to.
How many conduits do you want? We got one for the city, and I think we got four, right? Four inches.
It looks like Eversource is proposing to come out of a manhole on Broad Canal, go out towards the subway, and then head down the street and cut back in. You can take a look at what they're proposing.
petition in.
For that?
In front of you again.
Yes, for that parcel, yeah.
We might see him next week, next month.
Yeah, I would think so.
Snow should be gone by then.
We hope.
Yeah.
Be the third Thursday in April.
Because from the site plans that VHB did, they actually have Eversource coming out of a different manhole, coming from the opposite direction.
All right, well, I'd suggest you can hang out to that if you want.
Okay.
And if you want to coordinate with them, be ahead of the game for next month.
Yes.
Also, and as far as the communication in Verizon, we'll have to wait to see what comes back when they come in, see what they have for letters. Because I'm sure there are multiple carriers within that their duct bank that we just want to make sure it's covered.
All right. Can we, I probably already said this, but can we tentatively approve it, wait for the letters? Or?
There seems to be a bit of coordination that needs to get done.
I think we have to wait for
more than that. We can.
Yeah, we have to wait for Verizon to come in and let us know. They were here last month, just so that we know.
Yeah, they were never.
Yeah.
He asked that we count this time just to help fill in some of the gaps.
Yeah.
A lot of street work going on there. We're trying to get it all. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
You might want to
Depending what they come back at, to answer your question, we may. Depends on what the feedback we get from them and how the board votes on it.
You may want to contact DPW too to get somebody out there at the same time, or so everybody's on the same page.
Oh, we already have. Yeah, okay. JM is all on board with everything, and contract is ready. Everybody's ready.
But I don't know if he's aware of what manhole this different manhole is proposed. I don't think he's aware of that
for this issue.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That changes the whole thing. That wasn't coming out of the Broad Canal, going all the way down the other side, and then all the way back in.
That is, yeah. Then maybe they're upgrading the service that we're not aware of.
Looks like directly into you guys. You guys building a station, of course. How big of a building's going on? How many stories?
28.
Another one.
Yeah.
It's a big parking.
We're going to keep the brick one that's falling down.
You're going to attach it to keep it from leaning anymore that way?
We put the
well, if you dig a big enough hole, it may lean back a little
bit.
It's leaning the other way, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's leaning towards Boston. You know.
Yeah.
But we're fixing that. We're actually fixing all the foundations of it now.
Are you
Verizon?
Yeah.
Ever? Bill.
Please state your name for the record. Everett Bryan. I'm a right-of-way engineer with Engineering and Data Solutions, representing Verizon New England.
Bryan with a Y or an I? Y. Okay.
Okay, this was continued from last month in regards to applying for common trench applications, and I think that was the extent of it. Can you let us know what you found?
We mailed notice, or I mailed notice to all the companies on the list of to send letters to, and I only got one response. I was from MIT Financial so far. So.
And they were, are they going to join in the trench?
No, they still don't contact Bill, I believe. I don't think they really had any interest in it other than what you're doing.
No.
And you just haven't heard from all the other ones?
No, I haven't heard from any others other than those.
We heard from Comcast that they're not joining just now, so you can cross them off the list. Right, Mr. Bellar?
Yes, does that mean I don't have to respond officially?
You do if you want to follow the rules. Which I encourage you to do.
Staying up with graces.
Do you want to be in front of the board next month?
I did have one correction on the address. The new address, I believe, is was different from what I was given originally.
Oh, that's that 139 thing?
Yes. So the correct address is
165
Main Street.
There was confusion before because the manhole was located across from 139. so they assume that's what it was for, but it comes out of there and goes west, and then into the property, the new property.
When did you send the letters out?
They went out, we had our last thing on Thursday, and they went out the following Monday. So it hasn't been a total of 30 days yet. February being a short month.
I would move to continue, especially because there's so much coordination. If we have the other company also around the same place, it would be nice to have both petitions so that we can get them to coordinate if they haven't done so between themselves.
I would agree with that.
Okay. So it would be a motion to continue?
Second, yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So the next meeting, what can we do to help?
It would just follow up on all requests that arrive in the conference letter. If you help that, you know, one way or the other, no response or a response. And then NSTAR will be back in. It looks like they're traveling the same route. So it's more of a coordination issue that they're in the same room. And,
all right, so they're going to be to and present their plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. When are they going to start construction there?
As soon as we can dig a trench. That's part of it, right? And,
there's a culvert that we're installing on the north side of the site. That's starting next week. Mm-hmm. So this project, the actual piles start getting installed in June.
Oh, okay.
I think it would be helpful if you guys reach out to NSTAR before the next meeting.
Do you give out a contact?
If you go upstairs and you ask for Dana Clark, he can give you the contact for NSTAR.
Okay, thank you.
But I think it would be smart of all of you to talk to them specifically before then and try to coordinate so that we have a better plan rather than keep continuing to give you guys to coordinate.
Are you going to be looking for temp power there?
Yes.
Is that going to be the temp power going to be part of this new? The permanent power?
The temp power would be following the same Eversource route, be coming into the manhole that's adjacent to the building that would be on the property. Mm-hmm. And then the permanent power would follow the same route as the temp.
So I gave you my permit. So what they're requesting there, does that include their conduit for temp power? Because if not, they're going to have to petition for those conduits for the temp power. So I would talk to them, make sure that would further delay. So make sure you get your temp power and your permanent power in line with them.
And do you have any questions on the other utilities, water or
We don't,
sewer, that kind of thing?
No, that's for public
that
works.
That would be all public work. Yeah. You could meet
Jay.
Yeah, we'll meet with Jay, or you could bring up those items too.
Yeah.
So MIT is coming in. They're using Verizon's duct bank to get in the building? So that's all the communications that's coming in there?
Well, no, they got a Comcast from the other side.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, just other from Main than, okay. Street's Verizon.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. We still like Comcast, so. So, I think that's the only communication. Mm-hmm. They're coming in there using those two services.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for
your time.
Thank you very much. Mr. Bryan, I do have a question. We are moving into a fully electronic system, so soon the pole and conduit applications will all be done online, and everything. We need a contact person because we can only link accounts to one email.
Yeah.
Would that be you, or who would it be?
No, that would be Karen with that. I'm a contractor with Verizon, and I typically come in here and go have other people
that
have to get my job. So Karen in the back had responsibility for right of way for Cambridge.
Okay, do you have...
I don't have her information on me right now, but I can get a couple of orders to you.
Thank you.
Glad to hear it's going
well.
Hopefully,
we sure hope so. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, motion to adjourn?
Done.
Done.